Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We went to a Sight for White, didn't we, last week?
Last Friday?
Up to Millbrook House.
Yes.
They were celebrating 50 years of the talking newspaper.
They were indeed.
So we got a recording here.
A recording of what happened, and a special bit at the end from their very first talking newspaper.
Good morning, everyone. Lovely to have you all here today. I'm Jane Dee, your CEO of this wonderful, wonderful organisation, and we're here for a very special occasion, celebrating 50 years of talking news. How about that? Absolutely fantastic. Wonderful turnout, and lovely to have you all here with us today. Just a massive thanks to the staff and volunteers that have made this possible today. An amazing spread. Decorations, a wonderful board of memories. Absolutely, check that out if you can. Some pictures going back quite the while, and it's just absolutely fantastic. All being here to celebrate the hard work and dedication that's gone into this amazing project. So yes, it's fantastic to take this time to spend together celebrating all of this amazing team and all the amazing things that we've done in our community, you know, spreading the news and building that sense of community over this amazing amount of time, half a century. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm just so glad to be here with you all today celebrating this special time. So I'm going to pass over to our wonderful former CEO, Lisa Holliker, to say a few words as well.
Hi everyone. I know that at some point I must have spoken to every single person in this room, because obviously during COVID we did have to make some pretty major changes to the talking news. Before COVID, just so everybody who wasn't here before COVID, every Friday readers and choosers came in and everything was recorded in the studio. And obviously during COVID we had to close the studio, so we went out and we found people who would read from home using just a mobile phone, and that's really did change the talking news, because it brought a variety of new people into the service, and also it meant we have a variety of voices every week. But I would just like to say one huge, enormous thank you, because there's one person in this room who has been through the whole thing for the whole 50 years. Don't hide in the corner, Terry. And I just think we really should have a huge round of applause, because without Terry, the service would not exist. And just a couple of words from the members. At the end of the day, we do the talking news for the members, because they can't read a newspaper. And although the world has changed and everything is online and digital now, there is certainly an element of people who can't engage with online. So the report, the news that we do every week, really is a lifeline for them to understand what is going on locally on their island every week. It's a fabulous service, and you know, I will admit, before COVID we had more direct users. We were sending out around 207 USB sticks a week, and we're now sending out about 50, but we have anywhere between 40 and 100 people who listen on Alexa, on YouTube, online, on Facebook, in all different ways. So thank you to everybody here for keeping the members engaged with their community, because at the end of the day, community is so important. Thank you.
And now I'd like to pass over and to introduce, for those who don't know, is our Lord Lieutenant, Susie Sheldon, who I'm very pleased to welcome here.
I'm delighted to be here, and Sight for White does an amazing job. The 50 years is very special, and Terry, you don't look old enough to be here, so well done. When Sue approached me to do an introduction for this month's talking news, she sent me a stick with the recording of Earl Mountbatten of Burma, who recorded for the first edition of the talking news. And the history of listening to Earl Mountbatten of Burma talking to all the people on the Isle of Wight was extraordinary. I mean, just sort of sent tingles down my spine, because that is amazing history. So apart from the benefits it brings to all the people who listen to it and the information it disposes, it is history in the making. And these talking news recordings will go on forever. And despite the new digital world, it is people's voices that matter, particularly for those who are partially sighted or blind. So I'm deeply honoured I've been allowed to contribute to the most recent version of Talking News, but I'm also very honoured to be here because this is a fantastic charity. It does amazing work, and the staff, the volunteers and the users of the service create a wonderful community. And just looking at this party today, it is wonderful, and thank you for allowing me to be part of it. And as the King's representative, I'm sure I'd love to have his letter, but I'm sure he would love to be here. He'd probably much rather be here than doing some rather boring job he's probably doing today. But it's wonderful to be here, and thank you very much for inviting me.
So we have the recording available, the Lord Keeper Man's Baton one, so we're going to play that now and get a little taste of history. All right, so are we ready?
His Excellency, Governor of the Isle of Wight, Admiral of the Fleet, the Earl Mountbatten of Burma.
I am very pleased to have been asked to introduce the first issue of the island's Talking Newspaper for the Blind. I understand that similar ventures are taking place in various parts of the mainland, and it is very gratifying to know that we islanders are not lagging behind the Oveners in our services to the visually handicapped. A goddaughter of mine runs the Talking Books service at the famous Moorfields Eye Hospital, and she has told me how very much this auricular service means to those who cannot see, and particularly to those who cannot read Braille. I was therefore very pleased when it was decided to include an edited sound recording from the television series about my life and times in the Talking Books library, and I gather from my goddaughter that this has proved very popular at Moorfields. When I went out to Southeast Asia in 1943 as Supreme Allied Commander, one of my first tasks was to set up a command newspaper to keep the troops up to date with current events. And I know from this personal experience that it is no easy task to provide an information service which will cater for most people's tastes and needs. I would therefore like to congratulate not only the Committee of the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind for making funds available for this scheme, but also all those volunteers who give their time so readily to the enormous amount of thought and planning that is required to make a venture of this magnitude successful. Nature is a wondrous thing, and if a person loses one of the five senses, nature often compensates by enhancing one or more of the remaining senses. However, occasionally a person with all five senses finds that one of their senses is particularly sharp. This is so in the case of my son-in-law, Lord Brabourne, who has a very keen sense of smell. So keen was it that he was regularly sent out in command of the night patrol of the 5th Battalion of the Coldstream Guards after their landing in Normandy in June 1944, when German resistance held up their advance. One dark night, he turned to his sergeant and said, "The Germans have gone. I can't smell them anymore." And so the first report of the German withdrawal was based on the fact that this patrol officer noted that their distinctive smell had disappeared. Finally, I would like to wish every success to this new window for the blind, which I'm sure will give great pleasure to you all for many years to come.
50 years ago, in 1975, Earl Mountbatten of Burma, the first Lord Lieutenant of the Isle of Wight, recorded a message for the first issue of the Talking Newspaper for the Blind. This newspaper was produced by the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind. 50 years later, it gives me, as the sixth Lord Lieutenant of the Isle of Wight, a great pleasure to record a message for the anniversary edition of the Talking News, produced by Sight for Wight. So much has changed in these last 50 years that our world would hardly be recognisable to Lord Mountbatten, but the value of talking books and talking newspapers for those of impaired vision remains as important as it was then. I would like to congratulate all the staff and volunteers of Sight for Wight for the invaluable work they do. I have attended several social gatherings organised by Sight for Wight, including a wonderful party to celebrate the 75th anniversary of VE Day. These gatherings are a wonderful opportunity to socialise, but the spoken word can be a huge sort of comfort in times of isolation, as we learnt only too forcefully during the lockdowns of COVID. I congratulate Sight for White and all their many dedicated volunteers for all the work they do, and I look forward to the next 50 years of talking news on the Isle of Wight.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.